The Nutrition Minute on Vikings Huddle is presented by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Time now for this week's Nutrition Minute.
Today we're talking about the grains group. So there are two things to remember with grains. You want to remember to choose whole grains most of the time. And some examples of whole grains are going to be cereals, oatmeal, whole wheat pasta, whole grain bread, and brown rice. And the reason you want to choose those more often is because you get more nutrition out of those. There's more vitamins, minerals, and more fiber, which is all good for you. These are examples of refined grains over here. So white bread, white rice, or even most bagels are considered refined grains. So that's it today. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to eat healthy and stay active. Hi, this is Lauren here at Lifetime in the tennis courts. I'm here with Phil. Phil, tell me a little bit about what you do here at Lifetime.
Sure. I've been at Lifetime now for about a month again. I worked at a different club, and I've been here. I'm the tennis manager.
So how old do kids usually have to be to start taking tennis lessons?
We have kids all the way down to age of 3. So they're as young as you want them.
So as young
My
as
daughter
you want...
started even younger.
How old was your daughter when she started?
They were crawling.
How do you play tennis when you crawl?
You just push the ball around. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. That's really cool.
When you're a tennis nerd, things like that happen.
It happens. And so I'm assuming, like, you hear about Serena Williams and Roger Federer, and I'm assuming they started really young. And how often do you think they were playing tennis at a young age?
At a young age, playing quite a bit. There's tournaments and obviously training that all takes a lot of time. So they're playing sometimes every day a week. And then with workouts and everything, it's a lot of intensity, so it takes a lot of time.
When it comes to Lifetime tennis lessons, how long are the lessons usually for younger kids?
Usually for like the red ball kids, which are the 3 to 5 year olds, it's about a half an hour, and then going up to an hour, and then by the time you're in high school, you're usually doing about 2 hours at one given time.
And what are the health benefits of staying active and playing this sport?
One thing I really love about tennis is you always get to be moving. No matter what time of the match it is, you're constantly moving. There's a tournament going on right now. If you watch them, they're sweating constantly. It's a lot of good exercise, constant movement.
So a lot of cardio. And is strength training something that's also involved in tennis?
It is a lot more now than it used to be. If you would look at like a Rafael Nadal, very strong player. The players are bigger, taller, stronger than they used to be, so that's definitely a key part of training.
So when you first are teaching tennis, what is the first thing you teach all of your students?
A lot of it is learning how to just have good eye-hand coordination.
Okay.
The hardest thing is to judge a ball bouncing at you, especially when you have a foreign object in your hand. It becomes a lot more difficult when you're running and trying to move to try to make contact on the strings. So that's usually the first thing that we try to do.
And are there specific warm-ups you do for young kids coming into play? What kind of warm-ups do you do?
We do really silly things. If Victor was here right now, we could have him do some of them.
And as you get older, how important are warm-ups for preventing injury and getting ready to play?
Very important. Tennis requires a lot of movement and a lot of intensity, so being able to be loose and be able to move is obviously very important.
Okay, so we've warmed up, we're ready to play. What are the strokes that we need to learn?
All right, we've got a lot of different strokes. We've got the forehand, we've got the backhand, we've got volleys, overheads, and serves. And that's just to start.
All right, so we've got these girls over here. They can help us demonstrate.
All right. So right now they're both hitting forehands. Which for most people is the easier side. Okay. If they were to switch and hit their other side, like that would be a backhand.
And what is the difference between a backhand and a forehand?
So a forehand would be on your dominant side and your backhand would be on your non-dominant side.
Well, do you want to show us a few of your serves and kind of walk us through your technique?
Sure.
Maybe we'll put Victor on the other side.
We can put him right there if you really want. If he really wants a challenge.
All right. Let's see it.
All right. So typically we'd be playing on a full court, but we'll let him return a couple from right here. All right. Here we go. Come on, bring it.
So tell me a little bit about. Oh, goodness.
So a lot of it is just getting the body turned in this position, and then there's a pivoting motion that happens.
Okay.
See if you can get one back here.
Another great lesson and workout. Speaking of confidence, it's time for our junior reporter to interview another one of your favorite Minnesota Vikings.
Hand off left. He did it! Get it! He was stopped beautifully!
Sharif Floyd.
What's your favorite color?
Blue. What's your favorite color?
The second question is, what was it like being drafted?
With the 23rd pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Sharif Floyd, defensive tackle, Florida.
It was a great moment, a great experience, and one that won't be forgotten.
What did you max out at for bench press?
425.
Who has the messiest locker on the team?
Everson Griffin. Yes.
What is your favorite Disney movie?
That's So Raven. Nana.
What was your nickname as a kid?
Middle school, it was Baby Shaq. I was the second biggest kid in the school.
Who would win a race on the team?
Against me?
Yeah.
I think I can beat a good group of the D linemen, but Everson and B-Rob got me.
What is your greatest fear?
Not being great.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Speed.
What are you looking forward to about U.S. Bank Stadium?
The fans, how loud we can get.
Who is the funniest guy on the team?
All I can say is Teddy's in last place. High five. Look, high five.
All right, once again,
good job.
Junior Reporter on Vikings Huddle is presented by U.S. Bank, official bank of the Minnesota Vikings.